Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belzac.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belzac, and in today's episode, we're going to talk through three daily actions that you can take on LinkedIn for better results in your job search. Now, LinkedIn is one of the most powerful platforms that you can leverage in your job search today. But the problem is most job seekers don't tap into its full potential. Instead, they simply view it as some sort of online resume or digital version of their portfolio where they drop in their experience. They have a couple of lines in their about section. Their headline is simply just their job title at the company they work at. And they just leave it. And they assume that things will happen and potentially people might look at their profile if they apply for jobs. But that's really tapping into about 10% of what the platform can offer. There's so much more out there. And the thing is, most people aren't doing these extra steps. So by simply taking these three actions every single day, or even taking just two of them, you're going to massively increase the visibility to your profile. You're going to generate so many more opportunities, and you're going to stand out from the competition. So let's dive into them. The first activity that you can perform every single day on LinkedIn is commenting on other people's posts. But we're not just commenting on anybody and everybody's posts. We want to be targeted with this specific action. So if you've listened to the other episodes where we talk about building out that pipeline of contacts, what I want you to do is go look at that pipeline of 150 contacts you have. So again, we're looking for 10 to 15 target companies and 10 to 15 people at each of those 10 to 15 target companies. You want to go find as many of those people as you can who are active on LinkedIn. And what you want to do is warm them up by commenting on their posts. So you can show up to their post feed. You can actually bookmark it every single day. And if they've posted a new piece of content, you can engage with that piece of content. And if you're sitting here saying, well, I looked at all 150 contacts and only five of them are active on LinkedIn. Another easy way that you can go find people who are actively posting on LinkedIn at your target companies is to go to LinkedIn's homepage, run a search for keywords that are related to the role you are targeting, and then click on the post filter. And then under all filters, you can filter by the company's author or the author's company rather. So what you're going to find here is all of the posts that include the keywords you search for and have been posted by people who work at your target companies. So this could be a great way to find additional people to add to your list who are also active on LinkedIn so that you can perform this strategy every day. And what's going to happen here is if you show up and you leave valuable comments and supportive comments on their posts, you're going to build a relationship with them. You're going to warm them up so that when you do reach out to them, when you do ask for advice or a call or a referral or whatever it is, you already have some social capital built up with this person. So this is a huge one, and you only need to target, 10, 15, 20 people per day, and that's not going to take you very, very long. So this is something that you can do every single day. The second activity that you can do every day for better results is commenting on posts from your target company's LinkedIn pages. So for every company that's out there, most of them have a company page on LinkedIn. And the company page on LinkedIn is a place where they can create posts, they can share jobs, you can go find people who work at the company. And the interesting thing is the same principle from the first action applies in the second action here. So if a company creates a post, you can actually go engage with that post and comment on that post. But this is really awesome for two reasons. The first is that people are running that social platform, right? Somebody is responsible, or a team of people are responsible for running the company's LinkedIn page. And if they see your name pop up again and again and again, you're going to stand out. But on top of that, and maybe even more importantly, LinkedIn actually has a feature that will show recruiters if a candidate who's applied for their role has engaged with posts that their company has promoted. So the cool part about this is if you're engaging with the company's posts and then you apply for a role, a recruiter can actually see that you've been engaged with the company's posts. That's going to be a check in your favor. Then they can also go look at the comments that you've made and they can see the value that you've added. And that's going to set you apart from other people. So if you take the time to engage with your target company's posts, you're going to stand out. And again, if we're targeting, let's say 10 to 20 companies, that's only 10 to 20 posts, and it's not going to be every day because companies aren't posting every single day. So you can just layer this into your block of time where you're saying, okay, I'm going to go comment and engage with my target contacts, and then I'm going to go comment and engage with posts from my target companies. Now, the third activity that you can perform every day is a bit of a doozy. And that is creating content. That is actually creating and sharing your own original content on LinkedIn. And I say this is a doozy because this is a step outside of most people's comfort zones. If we look at the data, we have 100% of LinkedIn's member base. Only 10% of that member base, only 10% of that user base is actively engaging on the platform. So these are people who are liking posts and commenting on posts and engaging with posts, but only 1% of people on LinkedIn's platform are actually creating original content. And the reason for that is because it's scary and it's hard. But if you can get over that hump and you can start sharing some posts, whether that's expertise, whether that's taking people along in your journey, you're going to massively expand your reach. And I actually was curious to know what this might look like in terms of the numbers. So I tested this out with somebody who I've been working with on LinkedIn, who's building their brand. And what I noticed was that their network was fairly small on LinkedIn. I think they had in the ballpark of 2,000 to 3,000 connections on LinkedIn. So they didn't have a big following. They didn't have a very large network. And so we expected, you know, when we put posts out there, we figured they wouldn't be seen by that many people. But what actually happened was every post that this person put out there was averaging 1,000 to 2,000 views. So now each post is hitting 33 to 66% of this person's network. So basically, if we were posting five times per week, we are seeing way, way, way more visibility and views than we would if this person even individually reached out to every single person in their network. And that's the power of creating content. You're going to reach so many more people and you get to choose the message. So if you're fed up with people looking at your resume and not seeing your value, or if you're fed up with being passed over because people don't think you have, quote, enough experience or whatever it is, you can leverage LinkedIn as a place to show that experience, to show that value, and you can do it in your own words and on your own terms. So I know this third one is going to be a little bit tougher for most people, but I would encourage you to give it a try. And the beautiful thing is that actions one and two, where we're commenting on people's posts and where we're commenting on companies' posts, actually allow you to get comfortable with writing content on LinkedIn and seeing what topics resonate, seeing what voice works for you. So you can use those comments as sort of a sandbox or a testing ground. And then the comments that do well, the comments that pick up traction that other people like and reply to, you can turn those into full-fledged posts and you can use that to expand your visibility. So that's it for today. I hope this gave you a couple of actions that you can take every single day. But I promise you, if you do these things, you're going to see more visibility. And the last thing that I'll say is you absolutely do not need to do all three of these things every single day. Instead, what I would say is do them five business days a week and try to aim for two of the three of them, or even one of the three of them. And if you do that, you're still going to stand out from the crowd. Thanks as always for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode of the podcast.